Thank you, Madam President. At the outset, I would like to express appreciation for your active endeavors as the President of the CD and assure you of our full support and cooperation in implementing your mandate. We are confident that openness of discussion that you competently promote during your term will invest to launching the CD substantive work in future. Madam President, it is our strong conviction that the total elimination of nuclear weapons in transparent, verifiable, and irreversible manner may act as the only effective measure of prevention of nuclear war, and more broadly to prevent the destruction of our entire planet. Thus, nuclear disarmament and the prevention of nuclear war have the highest priority. Negotiating a comprehensive, in scope, universal and legally binding treaty on fissile materials on the basis of a balanced program of work is the interim element in achieving ultimate goal of eventual elimination of nuclear weapons. Kazakhstan is committed to the CD member states' aspiration to ban production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices and pave the way for their total elimination. As a single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community, the CD has to be at the vanguard of this long overdue process. We are convinced that member states of the conference still have an opportunity for creating a momentum and finally meet aspirations of the world community. An unalienable right of all states for security and peace enshrined in the UN Charter and other international agreements has to be respected. I noted with satisfaction after all discussions that we stay united with a common objective to abolish all nuclear weapons. We are developing a legal frame on fissile materials despite differences in our approaches is acknowledged as an important and crucial task. From our national perspective, the Shannon mandate is a good launching pad for future talks on FMCT or FMT. At the same time, we remain open to discuss any other options or ideas that might help us to reach a consensus. Pending the entry into force of such a treaty, all stockpiles should be declared and all states maintain a moratorium on production of fissile materials designed for nuclear weapon. The next step is to place all nuclear materials, civil and weapons grade and facilities under the IAEA safeguards, followed by verification of the correctness and completeness of the declarations. Our progress on this core issue will greatly enhance security interests of the entire international community and complement the NPT, TPNW, and CTBT regimes. Madam President, let me again thank panelists who spoke on Tuesday for their presentations and dedication to create positive impact for advancement of today's topic. The work of two groups of governmental experts on FMCT was also discussed. It is difficult to assess the effectiveness of the result of their work. The content and depth of this discussion are undoubtedly professional and competent. However, as we noted earlier, starting discussions on nuclear disarmament outside the CD would not bring any concrete results. As a problem, it is not the CD or its competence, but the political reality that we faced. In this context, Kazakhstan believes that all future GGEs or OEGs should be part of the CD work. It is important that the elements of the desired machinery do not work in vacuum, but consistently complement each other. Madam President, from the very day when Kazakhstan renounced its nuclear arsenal and closed nuclear test site in 1991, it has undertaken not to produce or acquire nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices and accepted IAEA safeguards on all its nuclear materials. And we remain faithful to these international commitments. On the background of contemporary nuclear renaissance, Kazakhstan is one of the world's biggest suppliers of uranium products, stands ready to aid our common cause. As you well aware, the LEU bank under the auspices of the IAEA and its safeguards was established in Kazakhstan. This initiative is yet another practical input to guaranteed access of all states to the nuclear fuel. At the same time, it is one more important step toward constraining the spread of nuclear weapons. Madam President, let me conclude my remarks by expressing a strong confidence that today's plenary meeting will be fruitful in terms of generating new approaches and ideas on such an extremely sensitive and important issue. I thank you.